This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Treasury Secretary John Snow this week will try to convince members of the Senate Finance Committee to support a scaled-back version of President Bush's tax cut proposal. Despite the president's popularity, his proposed tax cuts have hit a roadblock in the Senate. Some moderate Republicans have promised to vote against the package if it's not reduced, over concern about the growing budget deficit. The White House hinted yesterday that it might be willing to phase in some parts of the plan over time to mollify critics. NPR's Jim Zarrilli reports.
President Bush has already seen his tax cut package reduced from $726 to $550 billion by Congress, and now he's trying to keep it from being shaved anymore. The problem is that four moderate Republicans oppose the plan because of deficit concerns, and with the Senate so narrowly divided, these four have been able to tip the balance against the president's proposals. Greg Valliere is a political analyst with Charles Schwab's Washington Research Group.
A very popular president after this war is being thwarted. He's not getting what he wants from Congress, and his own party is one of the reasons why. That's a remarkable story.
Yesterday, the administration was looking for ways to break the impasse. The Wall Street Journal published an interview with Treasury Secretary John Snow in which he said the president was willing to consider phasing in some of his tax cuts over time. Snow suggested that the proposed elimination of the dividend tax could be done in stages. He also hinted that the administration might temporarily give up plans to accelerate income tax cuts. Treasury spokesman Rob Nichols said the administration was ready to discuss options with Congress, but Nichols also said it was too early to discuss specifics.
There are many ways to get to the proposal, and until we have a final number and until we've arrived at agreement with Congress on the components, it would be premature to address how the components would be put in.
Even as the president was offering a carrot of concessions to win over the wayward Republicans, he also was wielding a stick. Later this week, he will travel to Ohio, home state of Senator George Voinovich, one of the four holdouts. Voinovich and Olympia Snow of Maine have said they'll change their votes if the package is pared down to $350 billion. The president's trip is widely seen as an effort to pressure Voinovich to ease his opposition, but Treasury spokesman Rob Nichols says the president is merely trying to take his case to the people.
The more people we can talk to face-to-face about the president's plan, its components, why we put it together, and the benefits it'll have, the more support we can generate for the president's plan.
Other administration officials will also stump the country this week, including Commerce Secretary Don Evans and Treasury Secretary Snow. Meanwhile, one anti-tax group has been running TV commercials in Ohio, implying that Voinovich has betrayed the president and juxtaposing his picture with that of a French flag. Administration officials are also hoping they can sway moderate Democrats such as Louisiana's John Breaux and Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas to their side. Both are up for re-election in 2004. Whether the lobbying will change any votes remains to be seen, says economist Kevin Hassett of the American Enterprise Institute.
People who've been around Washington are as confused about what's going to happen as I've ever seen them. Usually, by this point of the budget process, you have some kind of idea what's going to happen. But right now, it's kind of like the best mystery thriller at the theater. You just have no idea what's going to happen.
For President Bush, a lot is riding on his tax plan. With business payrolls shrinking and consumer confidence down, the president badly needs to convince the public he can get the economy moving faster and that his proposed cuts are the best way to do that. Jim Zarrilli, NPR News.